Well, Russia is obviously desperate for replacement munitions, replacement weapon systems, even microchips and everything else. And as a general comment, we are and should even be doing more to make sure that the export controls and various sanctions that have been imposed are enforced. We have to tighten and add to the existing financial, economic, and personal sanctions and export controls, and then make sure that sanctions evasion is identified, penalized, and again, that these sanctions and export controls are enforced to the greatest extent possible. Nothing is enough. You have to have a comprehensive approach. And the comprehensive approach includes, first and foremost, from the United States, an enormous amount of security assistance. You know, we're now talking about $45 billion. That's bigger than the defense budgets of all but, I think, three other NATO countries. So it's huge. And then, of course, all of our NATO and other Western partners are adding to that very substantially. Then, of course, you have to have the economic and humanitarian assistance. The country has to continue to exist. You have to have the sanctions, the export controls. You have to have diplomatic initiatives. So, again, no single one of these elements of a comprehensive approach is enough. You have to have all of the above, and you have to constantly figure out how you can expand it, strengthen it, enforce it.